Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
When David reflected on his experience in Psalm 30, he was so sick that he sounded as if he were already in the grave. In this instance, David's sickness evidently related to some serious sin in his life, and God was angry with him. But in the depths of his despair and with a repentant heart, he cried out to God for healing. Listen to what he wrote.
Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought me down from Sheol. You spared me from among those going down to the pit. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor a lifetime. Weeping may stay overnight, but there is joy in the morning. You turned my lament into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, so that I can sing to you and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever.
These, of course, are the words of David in Psalm 30. But do you realize that today, as Christians, we have an advantage over David? As James exhorted us, we can ask our spiritual leaders to pray for us, no matter the nature of our illness or what has caused it. Some illnesses are focused simply in our physical body. Others are focused in our emotional and psychological well-being. But some illnesses, like David's, are focused in our spiritual condition, namely our sinful behavior. And in each situation, it affects our body. But whatever the cause, let's remember this principle to live by. When we're physically sick, we should not hesitate to ask spiritual leaders to pray for our healing, no matter what the cause.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.